I would like to begin this podcast by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land and the beautiful waterways that surround us where we record today, the Gurnai Kurnai Nation. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders who may be joining us listening here today. Welcome to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, where we break the mold and make our life our own. I'm your host, Alyssa Sutherland, designer ready to inspire, your alternate hype-up sis, always fueling your fire. Together we'll push past the familiar and bland, creating a life uniquely unplanned. With purpose and passion, make dreams take flight, living authentically, you'll shine ever bright. So join me on this journey, let's rise and explore, unlock our potential and open every door. In every new episode, you'll learn and grow. It's time you find your beautiful glow. Hello, my darlings. Welcome back to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone. How are you feeling right now? Is a question I used to always ask my guests at my sauna events. And as I prepare to go into one tonight, I wanted to just like have this reflection, this hype up talk, this podcast recording moment for me, but for you, it's different. You're the one on the receiving end of this. And I wanted to reflect on like these deep feelings and thoughts that you really need to let sink in sometimes. And how are you feeling right now is such a deep question. And it's not about what you're thinking. It's not what's going on. It's like tuning right into your core and into your body. And what do you feel? How do you feel? And I've just gone for a swim on my lunch break. And so I'm feeling a bit, you know, salty. And I feel a little bit damp. In my core, I feel a little bit cold. Definitely sticky and sandy, but I'm feeling really clear and I'm feeling really calm and a little bit emotional, but that's not unusual, especially when I am about to record a podcast topic and I'm sort of like sitting in my research and like making sure my key points are like on the top of my mind. And I start to like feel into the feelings of what I'm talking about and hence brings on different emotions. So that's the way I'm feeling right now. And so maybe just imagine this being a little bit of a body scan for you to like start from the top of your head and into your mind, into your brain, into your eyes, in your nose, in your mouth, into your throat, into your shoulders, down your arms, into your heart space, into your stomach, in your gut, in your root chakras, moving down into your pelvis, into your legs, into your thighs, your knees, your shins, your calf muscles, your ankles, your feet, right down to your toes and feel what your body is experiencing and yourself, whether you're touching the ground, where in your body is grounded. And let yourself just feel things for once in your life sometimes. So that's my little intro today, is to just check in with yourself, have a body scan, have a mind scan. Check within is such a powerful thing to do because obviously a lot of the time we're checked out, we're not in our body, we're very consumed and overstimulated with our surroundings and our thoughts, and we're in a bit of a spiral. There's too many tabs going on that we're not just focusing on the task at hand, whether that even is just listening to what I am saying. Are you just listening to what I am saying right now without any interruption? So take a minute to take a deep breath and ground yourself as we enter this episode, which has been inspired by one of my closest friends after he told me this amazing quote the other day. And I don't really know how it came about because it wasn't directed at me. It wasn't something that like he was calling me out on, because to be honest, it's quite evident that I embody this quote in my life. But I think we'll just vibe in on different things about our day and our mindset and we've really just like started to like properly not really care about the things we talk about, in the sense of like, let, I don't know, like we haven't just started to be like this, we've always been like this, but I feel like this conversation just like got us really geared up into like, I don't know, maybe he was comparing other situations or examples of people that he's surrounded by, and they're sort of in this bit of mindset, and obviously I definitely can think of people in the same or similar mindset, but it was just like we're vibing out on the fact of like, this is our lives, this is what we can control, this is what we can't control, and we're creating our lives and we're working really hard to create them and curate them to be how we want them to be, and this quote is just the definition of that. And so the quote is obviously today's title, and it is shut up, suit up, and show up. And it's so self-explanatory. And when he said it to me, I ran to my room and I started writing it out in my mirror, because I don't know if I told you guys this, but I bought this texter and it's a white marker and you can use it on like your shower screen and on your mirrors, which it's a game changer because I love to write out what I'm thinking, especially in the shower. But also like when I get out of the shower and I write in my mirror things I'm thinking, starting my day right. Or sometimes in my bedroom mirror, I write things the night before so that like that's what I see when I wake up in the morning. And it's just, there's been some quotes that have just really transformed my day. And the texter is off Gentle Habits website, which is where I order all my beautiful incense from, like the This Is Incense brand. It's This Is Gentle Habits. They've got so many beautiful things and grounding products on there, and the texter was off there. It's like $12. So I would recommend, I don't know, you probably could get it somewhere else. You probably could just use like a whiteboard marker. I'm probably could have just done that, but I don't know. There's something about this one and I've been drawn to it for ages. So I ran and I wrote it on my mirror because I was like, this is me. I need to continue to be like this. So we're going to break it down. But before we do, I just wanted this to be a reminder that sometimes it's okay if you hear something like this and it triggers you, because maybe it's calling you out, maybe it's something that you find difficult and it's going to like lead you to come up with a few excuses, and maybe it's just something that you're not quite ready to hear or align with yourself yet, and so right now you might be like, fuck, I can't even listen to this, I'm not ready for this, whereas others might be like, yes, like this is just that extra boost I need, pep in my step, remind me that I'm doing half of that already and I just need to continue to embody it that bit more. And some of you are just going to nod your head the whole way through and be like, fuck yeah, I do this and this is why I am the way I am and the success I have is because of this. So yeah, the reminder is, it's okay wherever you are on your journey when you hear a quote or something that feels a little bit uncomfortable, like it's calling you out on your bullshit, and that's what this podcast can sometimes be about. And if you're an OG listener, you'll know I used to always say, this is a hard truth. I used to say it like every episode, this is a hard truth. You need to hear this hard truth. So I guess today's episode is a hard truth one. And whether I'm going to get passionate about it or not, I don't know yet. We'll see how we go when we get into it. But right now, I'm just very zenned out. So probably won't get too crazy aggressive on you. Savage Sag. Speaking of, we're so close to Sag season. I'm so excited. We're in Scorpio season, and Scorpio is my rising sign, which I love, because it's like, to me, I think your rising sign is like who you're becoming, and your star sign or your sun sign, sorry, is like your identity. I feel like I found something the other day, hey, that was like, hey, that described them all. I'm going to see if I screenshot it. Surely I did, because I was like, some people ask me what these all mean, and I'm like, actually, good question. I might have saved it. But anyway, so like going into these next two seasons, Scorpio and Sag, I start to really be my best self because my stars are aligning, obviously, and I feel like I can be confident, and my sign of Scorpio is like Well, you guys know I always say I'm a savage Sag, but sometimes I feel like Scorpio is that a little bit more savage and spicy and a little bit sexy and a little bit, you know, she's becoming who she wants to be. And obviously, being a Sag, I'm like brutally honest. So that's where I always say that's where my hard truths come from. And yeah, I just love to be. Keep it real with you guys. Oh my God, I can't find this anywhere, so I must not have saved it or screenshotted it. Let me just check my photos one more time. Surely I would have kept something like that. Why is it so hard to find your screenshots on your phone? I can't find it. Anyways. So, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good at the moment. I'm feeling not too agitated by the current full moon in Taurus. I like had a full night's sleep last night, so it was full moon last night when I'm recording this, and I slept for 7 hours straight without moving. You know when you have those sleeps and you wake up in the same position you went to sleep in? How crazy. Like, I mean, I just had a giant scoop of my moon milk before bed and I was out to it. And been in bed pretty relatively early, slept in, and my co-star this morning was like, don't underestimate the power of staying in bed. And so I like kind of did. I stayed in bed till like 9 a.m. and I didn't really care about it. But it's a beautiful day and I've had a day working outside in my backyard and on my laptop in the sun. And then I went and got some lunch and went down to my favorite little swim spot, our cold dip spot. And ate my lunch down there, got an iced coffee, sat on the beach and did a dip, and I just felt like a mermaid. It was just so beautiful, so clear. Oh, the water temperature at the moment is just perfect. It's that perfect refreshing temp, but it's like not cold. Like, you know, I know cold. Okay, we know I know what cold water is and it's not cold. So I'm loving it. And then tonight I've got my final Moonlight Mood sauna event. So unfortunately when you're listening, it's done. It's over, Red Rover. But I'm very excited for it. It's been such a special event that I created this year, which is a sauna event. So it's a women's circle in a sauna and it's at nighttime and it's around the full moon every month. And it's just this really safe space of connection. It's such a zen, like relaxing thing to do before the end of the week, and yeah, you just feel refreshed, you feel revitalized, you can feel emotional sometimes, let it out, but like you're showing up for yourself. So it's a great lead on in today's episode. And I also feel like today's episode really carries over nicely from last week's episode, which was all about you can start now. So these two might have some crossovers, but I'm just gonna like reel it and riff it off in the way that I connected to this quote, with a bit of backstory to like the originality of it. So let's break it down. Let's break it down now. Shut up, suit up, show up. Beginning it with shut up. I love this one because I catch myself out all the time. And firstly, I'm gonna make this huge, huge point is shut up doesn't mean to not use your voice, because I think women especially have been shunned for using their voice, for being loud, for being outspoken. Now, this is not what I'm saying when I, or and I know this isn't what the quote is referring to by saying shut up. If you got something to say, you need to say it. You know what I mean? Use your voice. I remember when I was at uni, I was probably just starting to break out of my comfort zone and my confidence, and I remember probably like right at the end when we're graduating, one of the teachers said to me, because obviously over that time, over those years, I like gained confidence and, you know, become who I wanted to become. And I remember on the graduation day, she goes, Alyssa, like you're one of those students who is so quiet, but when you speak with like confidence and intention, and it's like you're thinking things all the time and then you speak what you need to say. And it's like always like it's needed to be said almost. Like, I don't know. It was kind of like, yeah, I don't know. I felt like it was a real, I remember it, and that was like so many years ago. And it was like true. Like I do keep my thoughts most of the time to myself. And then I'm just like, if I want to say something, I'll fucking say it. And it'll always be with clear direction and intention. And like, sometimes it might come off the wrong way, being my little savage, sad self. But most of the time it's because it's just like, no, you need to hear this. And I always say as well, like, a lot of things I don't think, I'm not thinking of it in the time. Like, I'm not like sitting there like thinking, do I say it? Do I not say it? Do I say it? Do I not say it? I'm never that person. It really will just like, if it comes to me, I'll speak it. But most of the time I think it's more of a channeled download. So like I said this to my friend, I was like, half the time when you ask me a question or I'm giving you a little bit of advice, it's actually just me, like, I'm not in your head right now. I'm not leveling with you. I'm not trying to like convince you of your own thoughts or disagree with you. Like, I'm just doing me, and then you've just like thrown this random question at me, or you've just told me how you're feeling right now. And I'm just like reciprocating that based off this downloaded channeled message that I'm getting that is feeding back to you. Is that crazy? Does that sound crazy? Because that's the way I think I work. Especially, I know, because I record podcasts every week without actually writing a single thing down. Like, I just sit here, I'm staring at my kitchen lemons on the wall in the kitchen, and I'm just like talking shit. I'm not even thinking. I literally, my brain is turned off. Like, that's how I know that this is just so channeled what's coming out. Like, it's just la 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 la. Shut up, Alyssa. That's how it feels. So, yeah, rewind. Where did that just go? Use your voice because it matters and it's important and you deserve to use it. And women need to speak up and men need to speak up and people need to communicate. Communication is my biggest core value. It's what I'm so passionate about. And it infuriates me, people who don't match my communication boundaries, and especially when it comes to my work. So I think that using your voice is so fucking important. So that's not what I mean when I say shut up. In saying that, we can be really hard on ourselves and tell ourselves to shut up or don't say or don't speak what we think because we're scared it's going to offend somebody. We're scared it's going to break down a relationship or a friendship or a job or whatever it is. But like, if you have that little bit of intuition about something that needs to be said, you need to goddamn say it, girl, because it's on you to say it. It's come to you. You know what I mean? And you deserve to speak up and you deserve to say how things feel, how people make you feel or whatever. Like, use that fucking voice of yours. You need to let that throat chakra be open at all times. And also, I'm hard on myself in the sense of like, in that break between season 2 and season 3 of recording this podcast, there were so many episodes I recorded and will never see the light of day. I might go find them in my voice memos one day, but I used to just get like 10, 15 minutes into recording and I would just go, shut up, Alyssa, shut up, stop. And I would stop recording because all of a sudden I was like, no, this isn't right. This isn't aligned. This isn't the thing that you need to talk about. And maybe it was me just having to like vocalize my own thoughts and feelings, and I was using it as a verbal journal rather than like knowing that it was going to hit the right audience. So maybe that was just my intuition. Something tapped into me. It was like, stop, cut it right there. You said what you need to say, delete it. Like, move on with the life. That is not going to be a podcast. So who knows? It's like crazy. But I always will say, shut up, Alyssa, shut up. So you can call yourself out on that too sometimes. But shut up in this sense actually means take a minute, take a breath, look at your surroundings. And I did this in the episode a few weeks ago. Like, I told you to stop and look at what is around you and how much you have. Some of us have, you know, more than some people ever will. And I think it's just very powerful to be grateful and to look at the life you have and the roof over your head and the stable job and the friends and the family and the food that gets to you, the food that gets to our supermarkets and where that all comes from. You know, the milk in your coffee, there's so many things you can break down, like having petrol in your car to get you to work, having electricity so you can have a hot shower and cook your dinner every night. Like, there is so much. Wi-Fi to use your phone to doom scroll every day, legs so you can go for your walk. Like, we have so, so, so much. And yes, there are things in the world that don't make sense and that are devastation and that like really are hard to like be happy about. But like I've said before, if it's out of your control, it should be out of your mind and out of your thoughts and out of your words. Like, you can do something about some things, and those that you can't, you need to just let go of. And so, like, start, like, shut up, stop complaining. Like, if you can't do something about it, don't let it get to you. And if you can do something about it, shut up and go do something about it, please. I want to see what you can do. If you want to start something, shut up and go do it. Take that fucking actionable step. Like, it drives me crazy when people just talk and talk and talk and they don't do anything that they say they're going to do. Where is your accountability? Where is your integrity? If you say something, go fucking do it. All right. All right. She's getting spicy. But seriously, you're wasting your own energy just talking. You're wasting your bloody saliva on that throat pushing out bullshit. Honestly, do something that you say you're going to do. Otherwise, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear it. Shut up with your complaining. Shut up with your bitching. Shut up with your gossiping. Shut up with your drama. Bigger fish to fry. I like to say I have this blissful, peaceful bubble, and I hate when it gets popped because it's just like, you know, I don't need to worry about things. I don't need to hear this shit. Like, I just need to be in my bubble. It sounds selfish, but that's the era. You're allowed to be in it. If things aren't about you, you don't need to know about them. You know what I mean? And if people are talking shit about you, you don't need to know about that either. Like, if it's going to fuck with your energy, don't let it come near you. I think at the end of the day, shut up is just also, you can tell people shut up. Like, I don't need to hear that. I don't really condone you talking about that person. That's not something I have capacity for right now. Like, let yourself have a boundary with others when they are dumping problems on you or venting to you or complaining to you. You're allowed to, like, sometimes I put my hand up, even if I'm listening to something that my friends are sending me and I just know I don't have the capacity. Like, they've sent me a voice note. I don't have capacity for what it is they're talking about. I put my hand up and block it. Like, I block the energy. I've done it so many times, and it's something that I started doing after I went on the retreat. It was like, I knew what I can feel when something is going to almost enter my force field, and I like put my hand up to block it. So protecting your own peace is so important. So yeah, sometimes you can just say, shut up, or call someone out on their bullshit. Do it. I dare you. So yeah, shut up, stop complaining, get on with it. You know what I mean? We've got bigger things to do than hear about you complaining. Sure, it's okay to vent, get things off your chest, but you know when it's done, release, let it go, move on. I always like to flip things into a positive. So how can we make the best out of this situation then? You know, like, if it's okay to feel that way, but how are we going to make yourself feel better? And if that's a technique you can use with a friend or a family member as well, like, let them say what they need to say, tell them that's enough, and let's turn it into a more positive point of view. Love it. Next up, suit up. Oh, I love this one because I really embody this on days that I really need to. So you can take it like literally or in a bit more metaphorical sense. So in the literal sense, I really align with the suit up technique as like dress to impress or dress as your most comfortable, confident, expressive self or dressing to be professional. I think suiting up, whether that's literally putting on your best outfit for a job interview or to go down the street or to go out for dinner or to go on a date or to just like wear in around the house, like suiting yourself up to meet the occasion that it is you're going to so that you then embody the same mentality as the physical self. So for example, being someone who works from home, it's really hard some days for me to want to get out of my jammies. I just want to have a jammy day and a bed day. And that isn't going to give me the mentality of a CEO. It's giving me the mentality of I'm just a lazy, sleepy girl. And some days it's okay to have a rest day. I know. But I'm a boss ass bitch. So some days I put on my slacks and a nice shirt and makeup and do my hair and pretend I'm going to the office for the day, even though I'm going to sit at my dining table for the whole day and do my work. It's about showing up as if you're going to that place, as if you're going to an interview. Or when I go down the street, I do put on a nice outfit. I do want to look myself. I want to look confident. I want to look hot. I want to look like Alyssa fucking Sutherland because I've got a colorful ass wardrobe and I've invested a lot of money into my clothes. I want to wear them. God damn. You know what I mean? I don't want to just wear something to be basic. I'm not a basic bitch. I'm not a casual bitch. Like I am my best self. And my best self comes from like the outfit and clothes I wear. And I remember this guy I was seeing a few years ago used to always like kind of silently judge me for things like that. And it was triggering because it was my way of expressing myself. It's how I actually feel more confident. If you just like chuck me in a really basic outfit, I actually don't feel confident and you can see that on me. Whereas if you give me, you know, a statement, colorful pant and a fun top to go with it, I'll be confident. I'll be myself. And so that really triggered me. Anyway, like he's gone, so it's okay. But yeah, I think suiting up to meet the occasion physically. Also, this is a funny one because this happened to me yesterday when I was going to Cold Dip. No one came to Cold Dip yesterday, which is not the first time, but it's the first time that I've gone to Cold Dip with the thought that maybe no one's going to rock up. And also, if no one rocks up, I'm still going to dip alone. And I got there and I sat in the car and I was like, you know what? I don't think anyone's coming, but that's okay. I'm going to still do this. I've shut up about it and I've gotten up early. I've suited up, got my togs on, ready to go. And I've showed up for everyone else who was potentially going to come and didn't because I created this community. But at the same time, I'm showing up to do this for myself because I know it's going to make me have a good day when I do this. And so I embodied the full quote. I shut up, I suited up, and I showed up, and I got in that water, and I felt like a new woman. I felt so good. I felt so proud of myself for doing it. I felt so refreshed, so clear. I was like, I'm so glad I did this. So like I embodied the full thing, suited up in my togs for the occasion. So yeah, suiting up is like, I guess, a physical thing, but at the same time, it can refer to parts of like preparation. So, you know, whether that's like setting your alarm the night before or getting your clothes out the night before so that you get up early and go to the gym and the activewear is already out, or making your meal prep for the whole week so that you know you're going to eat what you take to work rather than buy your lunch every day, or eat healthy, or, you know, get groceries so you have a plan for what's for dinner every night. It might be that you pick a day that you're going to go and, I don't know, go to Cold Dip or go on a little shopping day, I don't know. It's like getting a little bit organized is a part of the suiting up plan. And also I feel like knowing that there's stuff you have to do, there's always back end things to everything. You can't just roll up and expect things to work out for you. Like Alyssa needs to listen to that piece of advice, but you can't wing everything in life, unfortunately. And so whether that suiting up is like preparing you by like doing your study, doing your homework, studying for the exam, continuing to practice what you preach and upskill and work hard and do more courses and ask questions, ask for help. Is there ways you can be performing better and doing better in what you do every day, suiting up to your next level self? I guess that's that preparation. Is it journaling? Is it reading? Is it listening to podcasts? Is it going for your morning walks? Like, what is it that you can do to prepare yourself for the next level and to be better? I think can also be a subcategory to the suit up part. So yeah, you take that how that feels to resonate with you. And finally, show up. I think it is the most obvious one because it's like, well, yeah, I know that I have to show up. But I think this is the part where everyone loses momentum, because you can shut up, you can be like, yep, I've got a plan, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to complain anymore. I know I need to start doing this thing. I'm going to suit up. I'm going to prepare myself. I'm going to book in the workout class. I'm going to have my activewear out the night before. I'm going to have my bathers out the night before. Oh, your alarm goes off at 5 a.m. I can't do it. I'm just going to stay in bed. I don't feel that good. Well, you've missed the third one. You've also decided to follow the mood, not the plan, which is another great quote. But at the same time, you're going to just feel that resentment towards yourself now. You're going to feel judged, like you're judging yourself. You're going to feel guilty. You're going to be more hard on yourself as the day goes on for not doing that thing. Whether you know you need to give yourself grace, give yourself rest, give yourself a break. But for the most part, you're going to feel disappointed in yourself because you didn't fucking show up. You didn't go to that workout class. You didn't go to cold dip. You didn't go to the event you said you were going to go to because you got too anxious and nervous to do it. You didn't follow through the plan that you said you were going to do with for your friend. You didn't follow through like anything. You didn't show up. You didn't show up for yourself. You didn't show up for someone else. You didn't show up to work. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. Showing up is the most important part, and it also can be the hardest part, I know. Again, always going to play devil's advocate. If you know something's not in alignment for you, then don't go. But use your words. Come back to that communication. Use your words and say, I can't be there for this thing. Sorry if I let you down, but I need to choose myself. Like, you know what I mean? You can have a boundary. But I think at the end of the day, showing up, that's what really gets you places. I don't think I fucking know that, okay? Showing up is what gets you places. Full fucking stop. Show up to uni because you're paying for it. Show up to your job because you're getting paid and that's the expectation. Show up to the thing that you know will make you feel good afterwards. Show up for that friend because how many times have they fucking showed up for you? You know, there's so many things. But most importantly, show up for your fucking self. You are the most important person in your life, for your entire life. And if you don't show up for you, then how can you expect anyone else to? Let that sink, because honestly, let that sink, let that fucking land. Let that land in your lap. Let that call you out. If you do not show up for you, how do you expect? And you cannot complain if no one else shows up for you too. Or if you don't show up for that person, how come you expect them to show up for you? What do you mean? What do you mean? Because showing up is the thing that makes you great. It's what makes you grow. It's what makes you learn. It's what makes you feel. It's what makes you experience. It's what gets you opportunities. It's your responsibility to show up. You can't just sit at home all day. You can't just let the world keep going by. You have to show up and chase that thing that you goddamn have worked hard for. Even if it's just a dream on paper, you have to show up to make the first step. And showing up doesn't have to mean like you're showing off either. Like, don't read into it as in like you're showing off by doing this thing and that thing and you're going to all these things all the time and you're so busy. Don't show off like that. It's almost like be there in silence, be there, be present, be there, be grounded. Don't show off that you have to go to this thing and that thing so that people know that you're at these things all the time. It's not always about that either. I just think that I know I get disappointed when people don't show up for me. And I know you know how that feels as well. And when you know how that feels for someone to not show up for you, you know also how it feels to not show up for yourself and how, like, icky that feels. You're better than that. Your next level self would never do that. What would your next level self be doing? Be showing up every fucking day, wouldn't it? Wouldn't they? That's what I think. Anyways, I think I'm out of breath. I think I'm out of passion. I think I just also need to make it abundantly clear that I'm not perfect. There's things that I don't show up for, and I know how it feels when I don't, you know what I mean? But I also know how good it feels when you do, and that feeling is what you should always be chasing, that good feeling from just showing up. And yeah, I don't know, life is so short. There is so much to live. There is so much to do. There is so much time to be who you want to be. So don't waste a minute not being that person, not doing the thing you want to do, being around the wrong environments, using that voice and energy to say things that you don't even feel good when you're saying it. Flip the narrative, rewrite your story. What actually comes out of your mouth and feels good? You know what I mean? Like, if you want to speak, you can speak, but choose what you speak about. What you say then will come into existence. If you're walking around saying, I'm broke, I can't, I'm tired, I feel shit, then the next day and the next day and the next day, you're going to feel the same. If you wake up in the morning and you say, today's going to be a goddamn good day, son, it's going to be a good day. You're going to, everything, like, luck follows me today. Abundance flows to me. There is love all around me. A new opportunity is going to land in my inbox today. Speak it into existence. Use your voice to speak positively. Suit yourself up. Whether it's, okay, this is your excuse, you can go buy a new activewear set. Go buy yourself a new pair of runners so you go start running. Go buy yourself a new pair of togs so that you come to Cold Dip. Go buy a cool pair of pants that you feel confident and boss in. Go buy the thing. Treat yourself. Treat yourself to the thing that's going to make you feel good so that you show up feeling good because you're suited up to the nines. You know what I mean? My auntie used to say, no matter what I was wearing, she used to always say to me, and probably still does, Liz, you look $1,000,000. And I feel like my whole family has just given me very extreme validation my whole life. So probably why I'm so confident. But true, I always felt really confident in whatever I'd wear. My mum never told me what to wear. I would wear what I wanted to wear and I'd feel fucking good in it. And I still do, because no one stops me from being like who I want to be and the clothes I want to wear. So buy the thing that makes you feel good. Don't hold off investing that feeling. And then of course, show up. Do whatever it is, dangle whatever carrot you need to dangle in front of you to get your ass there. Go to do that thing and treat yourself to a coffee afterwards. Treat yourself to a sweet treat afterwards. Treat yourself to the sauna. Treat yourself to a drink. Whatever you have to do to get on the other side, just do it. Dangle the goddamn carrot if it's going to get you there. Ask for a friend to be like your accountability buddy. Check in with other people. Write it down. Speak it out loud. Put it on Instagram. Whatever it is that's going to help you actually follow through with the plan. Okay? Do what you're going to do. Be who you're going to be. I can't think of what the last part of that is. Anyways, I love you all. I'm proud of you. No matter how much you show up or you don't, but at the same time, you can start now and you can start tomorrow and you can start next week, but just don't let yourself down.